This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studio in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit shoptalkpodcaststudio.com.
Over West Side, everybody know everybody, right? I got nothing but love in my heart for West Side niggas. Nothing but love.
Live from Detroit. Pink suits with hats to match. Big cracker dolls and Cadillacs. You looking for the fattest sacks. This is where it's at. Windows tinted. Seats fully reclined. Keep the hands on the burner. Cause niggas know that it's money on the mind.
Yo, what up, though? It's your man Jay Johnson, a.k.a. the Tinfoil Hat Titan, a.k.a. the Conspiracy Realist, a.k.a. the Technology Snob, Steve Jobs Jr., Don't Text Me With Your Green Bubbles, a.k.a. I Only Debate My Equals, Everybody Else I Teach, also known as Juice, because all the hoes say J-U Ice, Young Caesar, because you know you can't roam without me, a.k.a. The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. What up?
He threw you off. And it's your man Dane, 3_313. The West Side landlord, the pride of PA. High Chief Dame, don't fuck around. The liquor store legend, the corner store conquistador, your mama's favorite dame. And the David Ruffin of the Shop Talk Podcast, because you know who the fuck they came to see. Not you, Otis. It's no better than these four letters. Thank God for Dame. And if you're speaking on Dame, you better say it nice. And if you don't put the boss in front, then bitch, you not saying it right. It's the Honorable Judge Boss Dame and his bitch All Rise. I am a motherfucking black belt. Let's go.
Yo, welcome back. Shop Talk Podcast, episode 414.
On you hoes.
We back, niggas. Back like we never left.
Yeah, we got a guest in the building. We might as well bring him in early because he threw you off in your intro.
Yeah.
he just raised his hand. So you had to call an audible. So we're gonna let you introduce yourself. You know, friend of the show. Get close to the mic, nigga.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, here I am.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm
saying? It's me, JUS, the Lord of the Streams. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome back. I love the long beard. And the hair that you've grown.
You know what I'm saying? When you're 3,000 years old, this is how it is, baby.
You're one of the only niggas I know that still has their natural hair. And it's long.
I was blessed.
Nigga at work came in that bitch with the unit yesterday.
I'm jealous.
Nigga went from George Jefferson. I was wondering what he was doing. He knew her. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man. I was like, well, he's 10 years younger than me, by the way.
Okay.
And I'm like, yo, you... I want to be like, yo, you just want to rock the George Jefferson.
you can't ask an employee that.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't ask an employee that.
But he was like, no, I've been waiting for my barber to get back.
So you asked him.
Well, he had mentioned it. And he was like, yeah, I'm about to. He was like, what you think about these joints? He was talking to somebody. And I was like, yo, bring Jay over here. I'm like, are you about to do that, John? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, because I wanted to ask you what you was doing with the sunroof shit. But he came to work. I mean, the shit looked all right.
Okay. You know I wanted to get one of them bitches, but that glue had my head bumped up.
This nigga Dame was lying, dog.
All right, dog. I was trying to get me a man weave.
Dame always says fantastical shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, this is not going to happen, Dame. It's not going to happen.
If I had came up in here with 360s, I would have shut y'all the fuck down.
All day. We in a group chat like, Dame, what's up? You know what I'm saying? And then like last minute, he was like, yeah, I did it. And then... I had an allergic reaction, and then yeah. I did.
Man, did y'all see Jay Will that time?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, my shit didn't look like that, but I did have an allergic reaction.
Do you have any pictures of the allergic reaction?
No, nigga. Why would I take pictures of my fails? That's not the world that we live in.
We live in a very litigious society. You would take pictures.
That's not the world I live in, nigga. I only post my wins. So that's why I don't post a lot.
The American way.
Yeah, I only post my wins, nigga. Damn. Only my championship pictures.
Damn.
When they got the confetti falling from the sky, that's what I post.
I just want you to know that this means that's cap, my friend.
No diddy.
But
the new shit I've been seeing, dog, I ain't going to hold you up. Like, if you're not going to look crazy, you might as well. If you're a real baller, you know what I'm saying?
But I would look crazy. I've been bald for like five. You know, y'all. I'm glad that you're here because it was due to your association is one of the reasons I went bald.
Yeah.
Because Mike Buck cracked
on that shit go.
He cracked on me so motherfucking hard that day. I was just like, man,
that nigga told me some dope shit. That nigga said that nigga been bald since 23. He said 23 he was
I know a 22-year-old.
I said 23. I didn't believe him. And then one day he showed us pictures and shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike, but
well, Mike cracked on me so hard.
What's up, Mike? Like,
yeah, he good. He good.
That's what's up.
100 and a half, Mike Buck.
100 and a half. The 100 and a half king is back at the buddies on 6 Mile. Go see him, man.
Okay.
Tell him to tap in.
Mm. That's my spot. I love buddies on 6 Mile.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He the manager over that bitch, whatever you want.
Okay.
You fuck with this Pizza Cat?
No, I ain't
fuck Pizza Cat.
I ain't never had Pizza Cat.
I had it the other day. I had a non-pork meat lovers. Pause. Yo, that shit was fire, dog.
Okay. Yeah, man. I ain't
that was my first time. Like, that shit was fire.
What's your beef with Pizza Cat, J.U.S.?
It wasn't tight. Like, people hyped it up like, oh, you can get whatever you want, hella combinations.
Did you make a particular pizza?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I had to because like what was on the menu, you know what I mean? I wasn't rocking with that shit. So I think I did like pepperoni bacon, yellow peppers and something else I had. I put some stuff on it. And
what was it for you? Was it the crust? Was it not crusty? Was it? Because, like, the first one I had,
I'm a buddy's pizza type of nigga. And, like, okay. Jets is, like, the lowest I go. You know what I'm saying? I like a real pizza, dog. Jets. I feel like Jets is, like, with niggas that go to Little Caesars and Domino's. I ain't doing none of that. That ain't Lord of the Streams, like.
I tell you what. I'm a pizza connoisseur. I eat everything from the $1.99 Meijer pizza to my Pizza Populous, like, and all
been,
in between.
I mean, I've been through them days. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
I would probably eat pizza every single day. But, like, I do know when the pizza is good and when it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, let me tell y'all a fat nigga secret, though. Did y'all know that you can go to Little Caesars and get everything on the toppings list on the pizza for $13?
Explain.
Okay. The large hot and ready is $7 now, right? So you can add up to 3 meat toppings. They $1.89 or something a piece. So that's $6 plus the $7. You at $13. Now, after them 3 toppings, you pass the deluxe pizza, which is $12.99, right? But for an extra $2, they cannot charge you for no more menu items on the pizza. So anything they serving, put it on a pizza. $14.
Mm. I did not know the secret. I'm going to have to test this theory.
Add $2 more, get the butter cheese on the whole thing. Now you living.
Fat nigga secrets.
You know, I don't shit on the hot and ready. That bitch saw me through on many, many hard days and many hard nights.
Yeah. Hot and ready was what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I fuck with it. Every time I go there, like I get a cheese pizza. I get a thin crust cheese pizza because them bitches be slapping. It ain't the hot and ready per se. But like I don't eat pepperoni and shit. Mm-hmm. I don't eat pork, so it's like
once you become porkless, pizza is you might. I mean,
yeah. Like I get like some chicken, some green onions and shit like that. Then it's like
every time I get the pizza with the non pork toppings, it makes me sick. Like I get the chicken and jalapeno peppers. I tried that. It made me sick. I got the fucking green peppers, yellow peppers, mushrooms, black olives. That made me sick.
I'd be wanting to go the healthy route or maybe try halal pizza. But no, I like pork on my shit. I like ground beef, listen, pepperoni, bacon,
my nigga,
Italian sausage. I want all that shit.
Once the Lord of the Streams get his next check, though.
Look.
I ain't eating nothing unhealthy.
Detroit, you know what I'm saying? I'm Pizza going straight Factory. Vegan. Inc. is their Instagram joint, but it's on J. Roll and Telegram. It's two in Dearborn. It's one like on the white side of Dearborn and one on the nigga side of Dearborn. The closest to the nigga side is J. Roll and Telegraph. But like, nigga, I got a halal meat lovers.
Mm-hmm.
They got like a beef lamb, bacon and like, nigga, I was like, because I ain't had pork in, I don't know, 12 years or some shit. So I ain't had a pepperoni. And whatever, but they had like beef pepperoni and shit. They had turkey ham, so it's really just turkey. But
have you tried the lamb bacon yet?
I have not.
That's just, lamb bacon slap.
It tastes good, but yeah. It smells like hell.
Oh, it do?
Yeah, it do.
Where you get that from?
I used to get it from this restaurant downtown. Parks and Rec used to have it. But you can buy it at the grocery store.
Look, they motherfucking halal me lovers, nigga, that shit slap. So I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like driving off. Over there, and I was here at the studio. I'm like, you know what? Let me order this bitch before I hit to the studio. And they got they non-pork meat lovers. It's not halal, but But who, I mean, not who cares, but it is what it is. That shit was straight. The first time, the crust was too soft for me. So I double back because I'll give you two tries. You feel me? I won't say, yo, this shit trash off the first. But the second time, the crust was like more like I like it, and it was a lot better and shit. So I'm like, yeah. All
right.
Yeah, I fuck with
y'all that. Y'all had the Louis pizza?
Louis.
He was supposed to be partners with Buddies, but then they broke it off. He over there on like nine. He on like nine in DeQuinder.
No, I ain't here.
Man, try the Louis pizza, dog. It kind of remind you of a Detroiter. But it's square and it's like thicker a little bit, and it's like two different type of cheese.
I think I seen that. Did the Chimetown nigga go over there?
He better have.
Because like he went to a whole bunch of pizza places. He's like, I tried this pizza place in Detroit, and I had never heard of the place.
He put me on like, Michigan and Trumbull. They got good at
it. I'm pizza. Sick of that nigga, dog.
Yeah, I'm
Chimetown.
Man, that nigga shitted on Sweetwater. I was like, man, I love that shit,
dog. But let's be honest. Let's be honest, because I'm a nigga that loves Sweetwater, too. But them wings don't taste how they used to taste.
Downtown?
What does that mean?
You ordering from the Express, dang. You're over right. there on 6 Mile. You on Telegraph.
That ain't
the same, dog. Listen, when I go to Sweetwater, I haven't had a bad meal, bro. In the building.
Okay.
Now, DoorDash and the Express, I could shit on them for a week.
I give you that. Sweetwater. In the building, bites be everything, delectable.
Yeah. Like, what is he talking about? He can't chew them bitches.
I'm glad you brought up steak bites. I'm glad you brought up that. But I will say this. A Sweetwater wing don't taste like nothing else. It's not a barbecue wing. It's not a wreck. Like, Detroit got his own. This shit got his own thing. Them motherfuckers slap.
Nigga, I have never. Look, bro. I done brought so many niggas to Detroit. They asked me what's to eat. I'm like, let's go down to Sweetwater. Let's get the wings. You know what I'm saying? They get the wings. They be like, oh, my God. Every time they come back here, they own it. Every time I see them, they be like, man, the wings. I ain't never heard a motherfucker eat the Sweetwater wing and just be like, oh, I hate this. This is terrible. You doing this for the views, cuz. A Sweetwater wing is delicious, nigga. 6 a.m, half eight on the table, nigga. Eat that shit. It's fire, bro. All
right, I got
questions. Don't do too much. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I came up. I thought about this. I've been thinking about it for a long time. And since we got a fat nigga, your words, not mine, in here, I want you. I want to
definitely fat nigga.
I want you to. What you hear about? Why the fuck is steak the only meat niggas don't want cooked all the way through? Or you some fucking savage, or you some uncultured motherfucker, right? Because if you get like there is no other meat, even from the same fucking animal, niggas will sit a fucking, put something in a smoker for 24 fucking hours and eat the barbecue. Why is it that steak is the only fucking meat that niggas want to be like?
Oh. The smoked meat is still red, though. Have you ever had like smoked the brisket or a rib and then you cut into it and it's still like pink on the inside? It's not that. That's it's not done. Pink. That's pork, but I'm telling you, a steak, why they say don't do a well-done steak, they say the meat is tough to chew. Nobody can't deny that. If you cook the shit out of steak, it's tough to chew. We just don't mind chewing on it because it tastes good. We done season the fuck out of it. You chewing on that motherfucker. When you eat the white folks steak way, it's kind of. White
folks has brainwashed these niggas to eat some raw fucking meat. I don't know.
Niggas eat raw fish.
I am a raw eating steak nigga. I want my shit to have blood in it. I want like.
But I
want
to see. I don't want. I don't know about just a little.
What
bit,
other meat?
That's what I'm saying. Just a little bit. Just but
what other
bit.
Meat? Do I'm you not want barbaric. That's not cooked all the way through. Name one other.
I eat. Well, nah.
Hold on. I'm about to blow y'all head right quick. Dog.
I mean, I fuck with sushi.
You ever seen? You know what kibbe is?
Is sushi meat?
Have you heard of kibbe?
No.
Kibbe. When you get a chance, look that.
No,
shit
no,
up.
That's some that's like some Mediterranean type
raw
shit.
Ground beef.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that shit. I seen white folks on TikTok eating like raw meat and shit. Like,
did you see that? Like, you see that Chinese little girl that went to jail?
Uh-uh.
She was eating like endangered species and shit, like raw. She was pouring hot water on it and just biting it. Like it'd be a crab, it'd be some kind of crab, and then she pour hot water on the crab and just bite into that motherfucker.
Motherfuckers gotta be stopped, dog. But like in real life, like other than steak, what else?
I mean, sushi is the only other thing that I consider eating that ain't all the way done. Some lamb, like I like that shit, like a good little medium.
Hell no! I want that motherfucking lamb chop so tough, That lamb chow got to be tough for
me. So I think there's a difference.
It's only one bite on that bitch. I want to chew on it for a second.
Being something cooked, being cooked well done, and then something being like burnt and dry. You know what I'm saying? Because like
I've had a good well done steak, but that's just not how I prefer my steaks.
I understand that, and everybody got their own preferences. I guess I be getting irritated when I hear motherfuckers like mad at how somebody else eat their food, and now you think less of them. Like, well, bitch. Where you get that shit from? So white motherfucker told you, because niggas always follow what white people do because they think, I don't know, niggas think white people better than them. That's just how it is.
So
you know what I'm saying?
I used to eat steaks well done, but then I dated this girl for a long time that was a chef. And like when she would make shit, it wouldn't be well done. And like, you know, she done cooked all day. Yeah. I mean, it's still steak. I'm a eat what the fuck she cooked. And she got me eating like steak medium well, and that shit was good as fuck.
Yeah. Nigga ain't never said. Let
it's
me
a different taste to it. It's
a medium chicken got a little sandwich. Taste
to it. Yeah, you would get sick though. You would get
salmonella.
Yeah,
that said that shit on every restaurant y'all go through. And when you order that shit rare, that shit down there be like yo.
I think fish and steak is the only two meats you could eat like that. I feel like, and then like, well, I guess you could eat kibbe like that. But if you eat pork that's not cooked, it's got parasites in it.
You definitely gonna get sick. You just take you a piece of some raw-ass bacon and chew that shit, nigga. You're going to be sick in about a half hour.
Take it from the Lord of the Street.
You're going to be sick.
Anywho, man, how was your week, my brother?
Week was good, man. You know, I got to see another one. Something happened this week, but now it's just like slipping my mind. We supposed to record another Dame After Dark, so that's probably going to be next week. We got the homie Rambo coming through. He's supposed to bring some strippers. So, I mean, that's going to be a nice Christian time. So,
oh yeah, I'm coming.
Can't wait.
What's this present?
Oh, it is Easter. Resurrection Sunday is next week. And I don't really
don't play with me, dog.
Nigga, the gift is in my pocket.
I'm just saying, just don't play with me. I don't know what you got up.
Resurrection Sunday is next week. I haven't heard anyone buy you an Easter basket in quite some time. I did not buy you an Easter basket. So, you know, that look of excitement on your face.
No, this is.
You can let it go down just a little bit.
This is caution on my face because I don't know.
But I did get
you. Usually I don't let niggas go in their coats. You know what I'm saying? Saying I got something for you. You feel me?
But I did buy you some Easter candy that I was hoping. That
oh, you better not have got them little nasty.
We can enjoy together on the show.
Hell no.
I got you some Peeps. Would you like the yellow or the blue?
I would not like either. You know, have you ever had Peeps Pepsi?
They had a Dr. Pepper one I almost got for you because I know you into pop.
I'm into pop?
You drink a lot of pop.
Says who?
I've seen you, nigga.
When I got a combo meal, like
I don't think you're supposed to eat them, bro. Them was just for decoration.
They
nasty.
But you like one?
I had one.
But you like one now?
Mm-mm. No.
Come on.
You trying to give out peeps to the peeps?
I bought you a pack, nigga.
Nigga, this shit all stuck together?
Just pull it apart.
I'm fairly sure this shit is disgusting.
The peeps company almost went out of business. The government had to save them.
It's a candy. It's a candy marshmallow, my nigga.
Got a funny taste, don't it?
Yeah, and feel like you ever drunk a Pepsi and your teeth felt gritty? Mm-hmm. This shit feel gritty already.
Now you done put worse in your mouth on a Friday night.
Pause.
I've seen it.
I'm gonna set this. No, you haven't. Pause.
So you gonna waste it?
I'm going to put it in the cup.
Your grace can't speak on certain subjects.
Your grace. What's, you know, before we find out why you have this, why you've shown us your graceness, we want to talk about a couple little shit that's been going on this week, today specifically, and get your feedback and input. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now. Ask a wizard anything.
All right, man. So Kendrick finally threw some shots back at Cole and Drake. It's been, what, 11 years?
It's been 11 years since the Control verse. And he said, none of you niggas want to say Candyman name. And nobody has said Candyman name in 11 fucking years.
I mean, me having some inside information, like thinking like from what I know, thinking from what I know type shit, I just, he don't really mean none of that shit.
Like, you don't think
he
so?
It's just time for it. I think Big Sean dropped the freestyle yesterday, and Kendrick was like, hey, I'm about to drop that one shit I did. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's a, one person mentioned it, the other person mentioned it. Them niggas might all be in cahoots, I swear.
Yeah. Gang,
niggas publicists and niggas is all on the phone with each other type shit.
Big Sean dropped today, too.
You know, he dropped a project. I mean,
but did you see he mentioned something about why he don't chase the other three, and then K-Dot
was supposedly big three.
Yeah, and then he dropped said something about some three shit. So it's like
ain't no big three. It's just all, the big me.
All the motherfuckers is cool. They working together, dog. And even if they not like buddy buddy cool, they publicists and they labels is orchestrating this
fake shit. Beef.
Yeah, it's fake, dog.
I don't believe that to be the case.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, dog.
I don't think. well, I'll just say this. I never looked at first person shooter. I look at first person shooter differently right now, right? Because niggas have always said it's this quote unquote big three. And for me and for a lot of people, Kendrick, Cole, Drake, Kendrick, Drake, Cole, whatever. But if two and three on the list team up together and make a song called First Person Shooter, you niggas shooting at me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense. Dog, I'm telling you, it's like, it's a game. Like, it's all a game.
But what if I just don't like niggas, though?
What if I think niggas... You win the game, dog. You got to play the game, bro.
But what I'm saying is, what if I think niggas is hoes?
Then when you and see like, him, when you see him at the after party, you and your security be like, plot it out, and you steal off on a nigga, and you get sued about it, and you know what I'm saying? And you go to jail about
it. J.U.S., you think is that intricate where niggas is plotting out getting stolen on?
First and foremost.
I mean, yeah, because you can't steal on me. You can't steal on K-Dot.
If I'm kidding.
Drake could get as mad as he want. You can't steal on K-Dot.
If I'm kidding.
You won't get close enough.
Why would you even? You're not in the same room.
You can't get close enough to Drake. You can't, his security, his people, you can't touch Drake. You can't, the niggas can't touch each other. Niggas, entourages, you can't touch Big Sean. Big Sean got some niggas, he pay $1,000 a day, dog. Trust me, dog. When he get ready to come outside, you can't touch him. You can't run up on him, dog. Y'all watching this streamer shit, dog, with the little kids, like they be doing all this beef shit. They got security and shit. The security.
Casanat and all them.
Yeah, the securities do all the work, dog. I'm paying you $1,000 a day, dog. Throw them hands.
Nigga.
Nigga, what's, man, cake, man, I'm telling you, listen. This is the truth from the Lord of the Strings, man. These niggas is, you know how to be like, everybody can get touched. I mean, yeah, but at what percentage rate?
But that's not, I'm gonna kill you shit. This like,
no, I'm saying on some rapper, I thought you meant like, I thought you was alluding to some other shit. And I was just saying like, these niggas is never gonna duke it out like how we think, dog. It's all a game, dog. And it's been going on for so long. Everything is in cahoots. So like, them niggas probably don't really even got no problem with each other, dog. I swear, dog. Like, I don't know this to be a fact, dog, but I wouldn't be surprised if niggas was all in a group chat.
I don't know, man. Well, so I just say this. That's not totally out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
But every time somebody, period, does something, here's somebody, yo, nigga, this shit fake, this a rollout, this, this. What if I just don't fuck with you, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, so if me
Do you sit up? Okay, I'm going to tell you, it's hard to tell. At any age, to sit in the studio and come up with lyrics and make a dope ass song, dog. Do you dislike a nigga enough to take time out your day to make a song towards him?
Nigga,
this is rap shit. I understand that, but like, I'm saying,
this
like,
is what I do for a living. It's not easy for it's not difficult for me to diss you on the beat. Like, okay. It's easy for me to diss you.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
That.
Like,
I get that.
And it's a verse.
I'm looking at it a little different, but like, I just don't think niggas without nothing to gain, but. It without nothing to gain, I don't feel like people do it. People do it because they got something to gain. The controversy generates clicks and money.
Or I'm streams. Tired of you. Or I don't know. I'm tired of you niggas putting all these motherfuckers in the same category as me, and I'm leaps abound above you. I had a conversation with somebody the other day.
Can I ask you a quick question? Not to cut you off.
Yeah.
Which one of them do you think is the best?
At what?
Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. What's your order like?
Kendrick, Cole, Drake.
Okay, I could take that.
Kendrick, best artist. Cole, most recently.
Mine is Kendrick, Drake, Cole.
Like, what do Cole? I mean, what
I don't really like Cole. I don't really. Cole is not. But you, I put it on tape at this podcast before. I don't like J. Cole. It's nothing interesting about J. Cole. I don't understand why people like him. It's for a different crowd. It's not for me. So I understand that. I could, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna include Future or no dumbass niggas that shouldn't be in the comparison. But I can come up with somebody else who better than Cole, quick as hell.
Better at like, what?
Rapping.
At like, the art of the like, skill of
yeah,
rapping?
Yeah, the skill of rapping. Like,
it's not a lot of niggas who good at rapping right now. I'm not saying it's not a lot of good niggas.
I'm going to say something crazy. I think Bodie James better than J. Cole.
Bodie James can rap.
Fat Ray is better than J. Cole. I think Danny Brown is better than J. Cole. I understand why most people wouldn't say that, but I got some arguments for niggas. Danny's a lot of people is better than J. Cole. Trust me, bro. Trust me.
Okay. I think J. Cole has to respect monster. Your opinion.
For sure. I mean, and this shit is all what I'm just saying though. I had a conversation with somebody.
If I was to put on some J. Cole, I wonder how much could you rap along?
Depending on what it is.
I put on some Drake. It's some parts we all gonna be rapping along.
If I put on some Bold Thugs, would you rap every song? Cause
yeah. I mean, not every song, but like the hits though. Thuggish, Ruggish Bone, First of the Month, Crossroads. Yeah. I could rap a lot of them sections.
Cause we don't know what.
I mean, I don't know no. I mean, I'm
old saying.
Just in the third. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if we put on some records, I put on some J. Cole records right now. I just wonder how many songs we be saying the lyrics back to, like.
Well,
and I don't think out of me, we've been friends for a minute now. I don't think out of us three, we going to be like saying a lot of them shits. We can be here off the Casamigo, all that. Let's play 10 J. Cole songs in a row. I want to hear how many times we.
Now, when you put it like that, I don't want to drink Casamigos and listen to J. Cole. So like, that's not how I want to spend my evening.
So this is a playlist that I've been fucking with. It's called Featuring J. Cole with him just destroying other rappers on their songs.
You got it.
You know what
I'm
saying?
No, like, I respect your mind. I'm just saying, I just wonder. That's a question I would wonder.
I don't have a bunch of Drake songs that I know by heart with him rapping. Do I got...
With a gun to your head, and I play these Drake songs, dog, top 40 hits, dog. If I play back-to-back right now, dog, I bet you, I say, dog, you got to hit 20% of this song, dog, or you getting one into the head.
Back-to-back is an amazing.
You got it, bro.
But like...
Started from the bottom when we here. I put a gun to your head.
But 0 to 100 is my shit.
Time out, though. Now, look. When we trying to talk about who...
I'm just saying the scenario.
No. If we talking about who a best rapper, I never in my life has I ever had somebody say, who got the best top 40 records? Because that shit don't be in comparison. We talking about rap and rap skills.
No. I was just saying lyrics, you like, okay. When it comes to like some GOAT conversation, like the Michael, LeBron, like we talking about like some Mount Rushmore type shit, I'm just going to put some practicality to it. Like, yo, I'm just trying to make a scenario to where with something that approved, like how much of a fan or how much we, even though we got him up there, I think it's just a common thing to do to have him up there.
Who?
Cole.
I don't think so.
I really do, bro.
I think Cole got bars, but I get what you're saying. It doesn't always connect with everybody. It's not everybody cup of tea.
Rapping ain't everybody cup of tea.
No, but just hear me out. I can understand that nigga can rap, but like if you just a casual rap fan or you.
I'm not the casual rap fan.
Casual rap fans are not in this discussion. Yeah. When niggas talking about like who the best rapper.
I get what you're saying with that. It's not a casual rap fan conversation.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about the heads. I consider myself a head, and I know a lot. I talk to other heads, and they say J. Cole, and it blow me sometimes because I'm like, damn, I'm like, am I tripping? I really had to go listen. I tried to go listen. I'm like, I know why people think Cuz is hard. Like, he technically a good rap. He like Paul George. He like, he got, the way he hit that shit. It's just he's smooth. He in and out. He's thoughtful. He got the metaphors and shit. He's got a good voice. He got a good rapping voice. He got a lot of shit going for him. It's just that it's not exciting. It ain't to me. It don't hit for me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
But what I was saying and what I'm comparing this to, the conversation I had yesterday was like, is this version of Jay-Z that we have currently? Do we get this version if he never went at Nas? For that little title shit. Cause like before Blueprint, before I go and drop Takeover, like I don't know that we get the same version. At some point, niggas who at the top, like, no, my nigga.
I got a controversial statement too on Jay-Z. Okay, I was talking to my dog. We was going like Pac, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas type shit. You know what I'm saying?
No one ever said that before Jay-Z said it.
What, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas? Yeah. So okay. I'm a Jay-Z fan. I grew up on the nigga. I feel like I got a lot of game from him through the records when I was a kid, when you're young and impressionable. Like, yeah, Jay-Z is that nigga. I will never disrespect Cuz. But Pac was always over Jay-Z.
Always.
For me. So it's like when me and my man was having an argument, we was in the car smoking, drinking, we going record for record. And I was telling you, and I said some ho shit trying to ride for Pac. I'm like, Jay-Z shit is aging bad. Jay-Z shit is aging bad. And that nigga, like, hopped up on some shit, and then we got into the records. And I was like, point proven. Some of these Jay-Z records that was our favorite, like the Jigga, with the him and DMX, I'm like, damn. And then I was listening to, what other one was we was bumping? I was bumping that was the one he won on, the him and Jermaine Dupri.
Money and a Thing.
Yeah, I was like, it's the lyrics was hard as hell, but I'm like, damn. And then I was listening to I'm trying to think of some newer Jay-Z. The what the fuck is that?
Show me what you got.
I'm like, nigga. Then I was listening to then we put on the hold on, it's another newer Jay-Z record. Like, oh, that Black album, then I black out. I'm with the I'm like, and then I'll start playing that Pac, nigga. Me Against the World, Share So Many Tears, motherfucking Live and Die in L.A., some shit, nigga.
I hate when niggas try to tell me that Pac can't rap and this and that.
I'm just talking about the records.
Yeah, for sure.
Both of them niggas is bosses, master MCs, lord of what they do. I'm just trying to say the records, Jay-Z's records is not aging as well as Tupac's records. That was the bottom of the conversation.
I will say that I see your point, because some of the production doesn't sound as good. Some of the records is, they was hot in that era, but like when you go back and listen to his career now, it looks a little bit different. Where Pac, I think you make a good point. Pac is, I don't, you know, talk about him as the same reverence as some niggas, but Pac is one of my favorite rappers. And like you say, All Eyes on Me is damn near 30 years old, and that shit still sounds, nigga, good to this. California Love still sounds good.
When my
good.
Homies call. What year did my, when my, put When My Homies Call, dog, is such a,
93, 94, yeah.
Man, that shit still slamming right now, bro. And
I get around still slim.
Come on, man.
Every 93.
Every summer I get around, get some love.
Step up. What's so crazy, step though? Up.
They running that on the radio today in 2024. Yeah.
Like.
But that, where's the Jay-Z records that they run like that?
Now, it's a lot of niggas who giant Jay-Z fans who gonna disagree and say.
I'm a giant Jay-Z fan. I'm just speaking the facts. I mean, the records is not aging as good.
God, Goku, Jay-Z. So
who's the three best niggas in the world?
Yeah.
God, Goku, and Jay-Z. I love that nigga. I'm just trying to, I'm gonna be real when it's time to be real, dog.
Yeah.
Tupac's records are aging way better than Jay-Z's records.
So the young niggas on the internet like to disagree, but they wasn't outside. They'll play some shit, and it's like currently the music right now, like that shit was at a different BPM. You know what I'm saying? My little cousin was like that shit too slow for me. Tupac probably sounds like Kumo D or fucking,
like I say, fuck them little niggas. We talking about heads.
I get it.
You know, this a head conversation. For Remember sure. how we said that? This is a conversation for heads.
Tupac is my, like, it's
yeah,
Pac.
Yeah.
Pac is, y'all know how much I fuck with Not. It's still Pac. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
I feel you.
It's still Pac. And like, you don't get credit for quote unquote being better than Pac after he's gone. And you making music 20 years after he's gone, and you still comparing your 2000 music, 2010 music, 2020 music to a song that was recorded probably in 94, released in 95, 96. You know what I'm saying? It's not comparable, right? And like, if you wasn't the man when y'all was out at the same time putting out music, you don't get credit. Niggas want to act like they was bumping Reasonable Doubt. No, the fuck you wasn't in 1996. It didn't sell like that. It was re-released.
I was bumping it, dog. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. 1996, I think I was in like the fucking eighth grade or ninth grade when that shit came out. And I used to hang out with my mans and them. We used to be playing that shit, nigga, in trance.
Younger than that.
Smoking 96. Weed. Nah, I was nothing.
What did you come out of high school?
2001.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, probably eighth grade. 96, yeah. I think I was in ninth grade.
Yeah, I was outside, dog. Jay-Z, I remember that was one of the first tapes I had. I had it as a tape.
It ain't gonna go. Or platinum.
I'll be honest.
I
didn't get into Reasonable Doubt. I started high school fall of 95. We started high. I started high school, and Reasonable Doubt had dropped, and I didn't really get into it at first. My, you know, I always talk about my mama being from Jersey. I remember that that winter we went out there to visit like some family. So I was in Jersey, New York area, and they played Reasonable Doubt on the radio the whole way through.
I'll tell you how I'm ahead, nigga. I had the Feeling It single, and I ain't even really. I ain't not to say I ain't know who Jay-Z was, but like that he put out Feeling It before the Reasonable Doubt had came out as a single, and I bought it on the tape because it had the instrumental, and we was rapping on the karaoke tapes to the Feeling It instrumental.
Nigga, I remember listening to Brooklyn's Finest on the radio. They played that shit unedited, and I had never heard it before. And I was like, oh, nigga, this shit, like, that shit was good. Like, I need to hear the rest of it. I need to hear the whole project.
In 1995 and 1996, the conversation was not Jay-Z.
No.
It was Tupac, like, by overwhelming majority.
Yeah. I mean, like, Pac was a star. Jay-Z was on some underground shit.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know what I'm saying? I had to say that, dog.
He's the afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
He's an afterthought.
I ain't know who he, even after listening to Reasonable Doubt, I ain't know he was going to be who he was going to be.
But the question remains, though. If Jay never goes at Nas for the title, we still get this same version of Jay?
No. And I think.
Probably so.
I don't think so. I think that every top nigga needs a rival to push him to see how good you are. And you can equate that to any sport. In order to, like, anybody who's at the top has somebody that was on their heels to push them and keep them competitive. And
yeah, that like, just, well, that's how Mike talk about Larry. You know what I'm saying? He don't be talking about Zeke that much, but I'm pretty sure he feels something like that about Zeke too.
100%.
Magic talk about it with Bird. We know. Every time niggas bring up LeBron, Steph Curry in the conversation, like they're.
Because all my titles came against LeBron in the quote unquote LeBron era.
But even in the Kobe era, Tim Duncan.
And my two MVPs.
Tim Duncan
and
won a lot
unanimous
of
MVP.
Tim Duncan
in the era of Kobe.
Tim Duncan won a lot of motherfucking titles during the Kobe era also.
None back to back. Yes, niggas have. Spurs never won a back to back, ever.
Okay. You're right. Now that I think about it, I'm thinking of years.
I'm gonna say yeah. You would get the same version of him because if Nas wasn't the protagonist, it'd have been somebody else.
But wasn't nobody that high?
Trust me. Yeah. Well, I mean, ooh. People. I mean,
niggas after Illmatic, niggas in New York, crowd dies. This is the best. This is the pinnacle.
He could have started going at Mace, or he could have started going.
He did go at Mace.
He could have started going at. He could have picked another nigga to be his.
Muse. I mean, Imaginary Player was technically a diss song.
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
He could have picked Ja Rule. You know what I'm saying? He could have picked DMX. Him and DMX had a little thing. It could have been.
But who was the king of the King of New York was a thing, and niggas didn't think Jay-Z was the King of New York. It was Nas. Biggie did. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no other king in New York.
I think it wasn't it's probably Ja Rule, split. You go to Queens, people going to say Nas. You go to Brooklyn, people say Jay-Z.
Well, I'm saying at the time, before Ether dropped, it's just takeover. Like, I submitted myself like, no, nigga, I'm coming from the Big Pac is gone. I'm about to be the number one person. And when you was like, yo, what's the motivation? Like, niggas who are cut from a different cloth, like, I'm just better than you. Stop mentioning this nigga name as if, like, don't mention insert random podcast name in the same breath as me. I've done over 1,000 fucking podcasts, quite literally, right? We are not the same. That don't mean that you're not good at what you do. We are not the same. I don't want you to keep mentioning insert person here in the same breath as me. And I'm saying, as a possible motivation, you keep calling us the big three, and I think these niggas not on my level.
Which nigga are you talking as Jay-Z?
If I'm Kendrick.
Oh, I'm Kendrick. Okay.
Right. I don't think these niggas on my level. Stop calling us the big three. We not teammates. We not friends like that. I don't harbor any ill will to them, but stop saying these niggas is just like me. We not like that.
We just work at the same place.
And y'all on some LeBron and fucking D-Wade shit trying to team up. I just had the biggest fucking in 2022, my album dropped. I went on tour. I had the biggest fucking tour.
That's some KD shit. Like, niggas that get on the same team. Certain niggas want to click up. Yeah. Other niggas like, man, I never do nothing with them niggas.
So it's not lost on me that it's like, fam, stop calling us the big three. No, these niggas not like me. Now, whether that's the actual fact or not, I can see a nigga understanding it. I called you niggas' name out specifically. I said Jermaine Cole, Drake. I said everybody's name 11 years ago, and none of you niggas said anything back to me. None of y'all did. Drake Never said anything back. He did some subliminals and shit.
Because nobody get their hands dirty no more. It's just like, yo, they slap box with each other. You know, say something about you.
And think about it. In 2013, my first album came out in 2012. You feel me? Good Kid, Mad City. I did a Jay-Z move, right? If ain't nobody going to take the fucking title, I'm going to tape the title. I said Big Sean. I said Jay Electronica. I said Jermaine Cole. I said Wale.
Pusha T.
I said all y'all niggas. Mac Miller. I named everybody. And only niggas Wale.
That's the conversation you got to speak about, too. The nigga Cole don't got no albums like Kendrick to be mentioning him in his stratosphere, dog. Like Section 80, dog. Good Kid, Mad City, dog. Like, come on, man. That's like top albums of hip-hop history, bro.
That's a fact. Yeah. I don't think Drake knew either.
Some people want to throw in a Pimple Butterfly in there, too. For the artistic creativity of
I felt like Damn was an incredible album.
It's cool, but I'm just saying, them three, to Pimple Butterfly, Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City. My favorite is Section 80. I don't think J. Cole has nothing to fuck with Section 80. Am I tripping?
Damn, mate. No. Won a Pulitzer Prize, my nigga. It's the highest form that you get. That's the highest prize that you can get writer, in writing. An album that I made. And y'all keep saying we the big three. These niggas not on my level. So stop saying y'all the big three. And if number two and number three get together and make a song called First Person Shooter, and Drake, you know, because all the shots that Kendrick was saying in his song, he named Cole, but it was really towards Drake. Stop saying
that everybody y'all the big mad at three. Drake now. They say Future mad at Drake. Kendrick mad at Drake. Everybody mad at Drake.
Well, that Kendrick and shit, that shit been going on. They've been arguing back and forth since 2012.
I think the affiliation with TDEs were kind of
I don't like that him, shit.
Were kind of kept him off Drake ass, but now that he not in that contract, like I go at that nigga neck whenever fuck I feel like it.
Like I knew niggas was writing your raps a long time ago. On a Pimper Butterfly, you're like, your nigga sharing bars like a tuba and cell. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like I never said it out loud. But I know what the fuck time it was then. And then Meek released it. Like, nigga, we know that you got writers. We know.
It's not taboo no more.
And like, when Kendrick won all them fucking awards, when Drake was for his first album and the second one, Drake started throwing shots at him. Like, so the other day, randomly, this shit video came up and some white nigga put like 45 minutes together and went through chronologically every song, the date of the song, every award shit, and what they said on Twitter and everything right back. This shit been going on for a long time, right? And it's between Drake and
Kendrick.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just been going on for a long time. Stop putting these niggas in the same category as me. I'm just saying, I think that's the motivation for
me. I like a little beef with my hip hop.
I'd be offended though if I'm really this artist type nigga, and I don't think you niggas fucking with me, and I'm really saying y'all not fucking with me, and then everybody say, nigga, this should promo. No, yeah, nigga, I'm better than you.
But it is good promo though, because if they respond, I just, come on, man. Kate, I got an album to put out too.
I don't think we gonna get no back to back diss records. I think this is probably.
I call you out by name, but Meek the one that you go at.
I think Drake might be mixy enough. He might be mixy. He might be mixy.
I don't think he got the balls to do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
He don't count that Pusha T loss. He in his mind he undefeated.
Yeah, crazy. Because he's still. Because for him, I'm still bigger than Pusha T. So like that nigga didn't stop no momentum. Mm-hmm. You know, he just told niggas I had a little baby sitting out here.
Nigga went to Jay Prince. Hey man, get this nigga off me, man.
Off my ass.
Well, that's nigga, that's the big homie. That's what the affiliation is for. Like nigga, if I got a big homie and I can't call, put in a big homie call every now and again.
Man, that shit gotta be embarrassing.
These young niggas don't be embarrassed.
You ever had to put a call in? You ever got your ass whooped? Well, let me rephrase that. I didn't see niggas lie to the big homie. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody would be like, yo, this nigga just beat the shit out of me on a one-on-one fight. But I'm going to go tell these niggas, yo, they jumped me. So now you got niggas.
That's how people die.
Literally.
Every day.
Yo, these niggas set me up. No, that nigga whooped your ass because you did some shady shit to him on a one-on-one shit. And now you done lied. And now that nigga you're not going to see his family no more.
That's like with man. Set that shit out, man.
You know, that's like a bitch calling her brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit. But in the music industry, it's just different. Like these niggas, like you said, they not mixing it up for real. You're not going to get close These niggas not gonna get close enough to spit on each other.
What that got to do with the music though? We don't. That's never been the goal of niggas having rap beef, was y'all physically fighting.
But I'm just saying, like, these young, they don't look at the game the same way. There's no honor. You know what I'm saying? They don't get in the ring and put their gloves on. They throw subliminals. They throw paper from across the room that hit the table. But like they don't go directly at each other. It's not that type of blood sport.
I think that's how you're supposed to do it, bro. That's just the nature of it.
So drill music don't exist. Because that's exactly
that's some different shit.
Yeah,
man.
But I'm saying
it's exactly that. You can't say young kids don't say our names and that whole thing.
We're talking about a whole generation up. The fuck these little young niggas, dog, they on some stupid shit.
Now, them drill rapping niggas, they go out killing each other.
Yeah.
Like, they mean that
shit. We don't got nothing to do with that, dog. Let's just keep it a buck, man. Everything a nigga under 25 got going on, we don't got nothing to do with that, bro. That's a whole new world.
It is.
So, nigga, let them niggas gang bang. When I was coming up, man, there was a couple gangs, man. That's it.
When I see a bunch of niggas in Pooh
Shiesty. Just a couple gangs.
When I be anywhere and I see more than three niggas gathered in Pooh Shiesty mask, I go the other way. Yeah. I don't want to have shit to do with you niggas.
I'm scared of them niggas in the stove, man. I be clutching up, nigga.
For sure.
Scared of y'all boys. He probably scarier than me, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? But I don't know. You got that little mask on, nigga. You
shoot
got that little walk.
Yeah.
You got them little tight pants.
Tight ass
and the black
pants,
Air Force
big ass
one.
Shoes.
Yeah. I'm going to get you before you get
it's
me.
Fucked up, but you got to kill the kids.
Yeah.
Because them niggas is
fuck
wild.
Kids.
What Umar say? Some of these niggas got to die. Today.
Yeah.
Forever.
You got to kill some of them niggas.
Trees, nigga.
Yeah, you got to, dog. It is what it is. Yeah. You got to get rid of them.
I really hope some good music come out of this shit, but I'm not confident in it. I think this would be it for a while.
What are you talking about? Cole about to drop an album. Like, he's on tour with Drake right now. He's about to drop Fall Off.
I want niggas, if you diss me, I want niggas to come back mentioning niggas.
There's so many
names.
Niggas from the D that's harder than J. Cole, bro.
I'm not gonna go that far.
Yes, not so many.
Man, yeah, what you fuck is you talk? Elzai's colder than fucking J. Cole.
Well, Elzai one of the greatest rappers.
Simpsons ever. Is colder than J. Cole. Motherfucking
I think that's debatable.
I think Guilty Simpson coded to J. Cole. Fat Cat might be just as cold as J. Cole. Fucking Fat Ray might just be just as cold as J. Cole, nigga. Have you listened to a Fat Ray record, bro?
Like, man, I like all these niggas.
I'm just saying, dog. J. Cole, bro.
I do think J. Cole is at a different level. Not to discredit.
I'm talking about bar for bar. Let's get it on. Let's rap. Turn the beat on.
I'm not
turn the beat on.
Anybody that
Marv One will smoke J. Cole right now. Turn the beat on.
Streams.
Turn the beat off.
Lord of
it
the
don't
streams.
Matter.
I think you're going a little too far.
Marv fucking One.
I love Marv
turn
One.
Turn the beat on.
I'm not.
Turn the beat off. He will smoke J. Cole. And that's my word. The Lord of the Streams.
I love Marv One. That nigga did. That's the second time he tapped that table. I love Marv One. I do. And when it comes to battle rappers, how that nigga say he first ballot.
Turn the beat on. Turn the beat off. J. Cole. Let's put J. Cole on one side of the room and Marv One on the other side of the room and line the people up. Let's go. Turn the beat on or off. Do what you're going to do. Marv is going about to start smoking you. Marv is going to smoke you. He got experience being in front of crowds where he got
to
show and prove, bro.
He's been on the pod. We got nothing but love and respect.
I'm saying I'm not dick sucking Marv. Marv is Marv. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to tell you. He's prepared for that, bro.
I'm not about to make an argument.
He's been prepared all his life.
I'm not going to make an argument.
Marv been preparing all his motherfucking life. He get J. Cole in the room and they say rap, nigga. I mean rap against each other type shit. Nigga, what?
It's so different, and the only reason I say it's so different because one nigga has everything to gain, one nigga has
like a hungry dog type
everything
shit.
To lose. Like right. It's not
who got everything to lose.
I ain't. Oh, you know. Don't, hold on. Like you say, now you go for you go song for song. We
got
another.
Everything
I ain't,
to lose.
We Marv.
If Cole,
no.
If
oh yeah, both of them.
Whoa. Time out. Y'all niggas know how entrenched I am in battle rap.
Yes.
If Marv got on the song with J. Cole and J. Cole smoke, not Marv, niggas would have a field day on that battle. It would be more to lose than for Marv. J. Cole, they look at the masses look like, yo, that nigga gave him a throwaway verse, boo, boo, boo. Like, if who
else? I ain't talking about making songs. I just said put them in a room together.
I'm
like,
saying.
J. Cole probably got some way dogger songs than Marv. Marv got dog ass songs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he don't, but J. Cole got some big mega songs. Like, I'm not a J. I'm not his fan, but I can respect him. He got some songs. The catalogs, the song catalog, let's not go into that.
Yeah.
You know what I was talking about? Put two men in a room, turn the beat on or turn it off.
Who going to rap their way out that bitch?
Marv.
Okay.
He from Detroit, man. He a dog. He was trained by the best, dog.
It's hard for me to go against the crib.
It is.
It's hard for me
I think they are also, they have two totally different skill sets.
Yeah, you know, no, it's I'm just making an imaginary scenario.
But I'll be.
Cole can rap. And most recently, in the last 3 years, he been rap. But which is why I made that fucking playlist, because, like, yo, this him just, we don't got no topic. I'm not talking about something. Like, I'm just rapping, and I'm murdering niggas on their own records while I'm telling them niggas that I'm better than you.
I was listening to a J. Cole song the other day. It came on the radio. It was him and Lil Durk. And he was like, I don't even remember Lil Buddy. And the little flow was cute, but I was like, nigga,
I really hate that song.
That shit ain't sweet.
I hate that song.
That shit ain't sweet. That, to me, that ain't sweet.
That All My Life shit.
Yeah, I don't like that song.
I like the J. Cole song where he had the clouds in the video. It was that beat. It was about some money or something. Get some money. I like that song.
I don't like. Maybe the sound fucked up for me to say. I don't like when niggas be rapping about songs for kids. This shit ain't for kids. I don't want to hear no kids singing along to the shit that I want to rap to.
Says a nigga who grew up as a kid singing along with rap songs.
Right.
No, I want to hear like kids singing on the verse. I don't want to hear the children's choir on the verse.
But you was singing "It's a Hard Not Life." How old was you when that came out?
Did you roll the windows down when Jay-Z told you to roll the windows down?
No.
Yeah, you did.
I was in high school when Hard Not Life came out.
Did you, Jay?
I was skipping school and I was fucking.
He was in the 10th grade.
I was fucking.
When Jay-Z on the beginning of that album, he told niggas to roll the windows down. Did you roll the windows down?
Never noticed it. I would not do it, though.
But y'all ain't no real Jay-Z fans, because I swear he had an album. He came out around Christmas. It was cold as hell. And nigga, he was like, okay, where you at? Roll the windows down. It was like the intro, the one that's, ooh, ooh. It's like a choir singing.
Yeah, I'm not doing
Somebody in the comments, man, write that shit in the comments, the name of that song. It's a Jay-Z song. And the intro to the album is him just talking cash shit.
On College Dropout, the very first song, when it says, kids sing. Drug deal is just to get by. You ain't like that?
I like that.
I like the song again.
It was kids singing.
I said it again, and I was going into another point. I don't care for kids singing on my rap shit. It's just some shit I don't like. Sue me.
I think you lying.
All right. Good thing you don't get paid to think. When you going to eat the rest of that peep?
I'm not eating that shit, my nigga.
Come on.
I try to be nice on camera. I throw that shit to trash.
I bought you a whole pack, nigga.
So listen, man, we want to talk about some music, man. Some good music from artists from Detroit. And you just released the whole fucking project, my nigga.
Yeah,
two parts.
Yeah. The first part of the project, it should be out next Tuesday. I don't know what next Tuesday's date is. The 29th or the 26th or some shit like that.
Nah, next Tuesday, I think it's
26.
Yeah, the 26th. Next Tuesday, the 26th, it's called Greed in the Kingdom. That should be out hopefully the same day. On all streaming platforms, but if not, it'll be on Bandcamp for the first part, where you can go in there, get a free download, Agreed in the Kingdom, and then shortly after that, it'll be on all streaming platforms. You know what I'm saying? You listen to it on Apple or Spotify.
Let me ask you, do you want people to listen to your music or buy your music?
Buying music is like it's like not a thing anymore, dog. So just listen to it, stream it. You paying for your monthly subscription. Just listen to my shit, tweet my shit. Say you like me on Instagram. Say you like me on TikTok, and I'll make some money somewhere else. You gonna come and see me at a show? I'm gonna have wizard bitches dancing on stage. It's gonna be tight. Coming to a city near you. You know what I'm saying? So I'll figure out a way to make money.
Cause I'll be buying niggas bottles for like $45.
My vinyl, I got GoFundMe Corvette coming out on vinyl too. My last album will be out on vinyl this month too.
Cause like niggas clearly will pay
I think mine like 100. I think my vinyl like $100.
Like niggas are clearly
paying 75 to 100 or something like that. Man, like, people, we sell vinyls and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, vinyls is where it's at. But it's people in the UK. It's just something to have. Like, kids like that shit is like a memento. They don't be really bumping that shit. Some people do. You know what I'm saying? The DJs.
I like to have vinyl, especially from niggas I know.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Like, I got the 25th, one of the editions of Illmatic. It came with the vinyl, the CD, and a cassette.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
If you're a real fan of a nigga, you want to have some merch. You know what I'm saying? A t-shirt, some vinyl, something. You know what I'm saying? That's still, like, you bought the music, yeah. But
like, I think niggas got
forgotten art, dog. Like, people not buying the music. Like,
but they only go fuck with what you tell them to do. Like, if a nigga say, yo, my album only available on iTunes, it's $4. You can pick whatever the price you want to. Mm-hmm. You download that shit. It's on your phone
But I mean, do that. Your core fans gonna do that. Your core fans gonna want to support you, and they gonna do what they want to do. But I don't feel like it's that important. Like, you ain't got to sell that much records. Like, they talking about Meek Mill. He just sold 6,000 records. But yeah, how many times did it stream? How much show revenue is he finna get off the new album? How many brand deals or whatever appearances that he's gonna get off that? That's
success.
The money
just looks different.
Success looks different in 2024 for sure. For sure. You got to understand, like, you could sell 6 million copies. It takes so many million streams to be, like, a sale, to consider that a sale. You know what I'm saying? Like, but how you bought the album on iTunes and shit, it's a certain amount of streams that equals.
But J.U.S., you can't sit here and tell me you would rather have six million streams as opposed to $6 million.
So I'd rather have a $6 million.
So this is what I mean.
That's way more money. Six million streams, probably, like, $4,000. $8,000, some shit like that.
Yeah, and like at $10 a pop, how many people got to buy my album to make $8,000? A lot less than have to stream it.
I want that to happen. I'm just saying it's an old business model. You know, in my opinion, it's an old business model. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming back around, and people are using Even, right? LaRussell selling this shit on there. You can like pick your price on like when
What's that shit, Earl? You see Earl Sweatshirt last album? It's called Dior. I forgot the name of it, but he put it out with the Alchemist, and like you could go on his website, and he had it on there for a whole month. And like, I think you pick what you want, and then it's got like levels. Like, you can get the album download, or you can get a tape, a cassette, a T-shirt. You can get up to a one-on-one. You spend $10,000, you get to come to LA and have a one-on-one meet and greet with the nigga. He'll shake your hand, take pictures. Y'all can have dinner together for $10,000. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's letting your consumer,
yeah,
spend what they want to spend with you,
because they fuck with you, and like, they going to do what you ask them to do.
My last album was for donation on Bandcamp. So $1,
yeah,
up to whatever you wanted to donate. And I had a couple people spend $100 on my shit, gave me $100. I had one dude, he bought my album for like $10. He said he listened to it. It was so good, he went and rebought it again for $100. He showed me the receipts in the DM. I'm
so like, what you made from people buying and donating, and you take a look at what you made from streaming on that same project, which one was more?
I'm the Lord of streams. I did a lot of streams, but I think I ended up making more. And I had a GoFundMe with my album. I made like $6,000 off my GoFundMe for my last album. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that ain't much, but it's something. Shit, what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I can't really say for sure. I don't want to be capping.
Yeah. But like,
I made money with both, but I probably did make more money on the sales, I guess.
Like, you probably got you in a different, like, niggas, you Lord of the streams.
Come on now.
Most niggas who put music on iTunes or on all the streaming platforms never see a return on their money.
Yeah, yeah.
They never hit the it got to be like $100 for Spotify to even send you the check or some shit like that, right?
Shout out to the gang. Shout out to Danny Brown. Shout out to Bruiser Brigade. Shout out to Bruiser Wolf, Fat Ray. You know, I'm with the gang. You know what I'm saying? So I can't, you know what I mean? I be talking to people trying to come, they, you know, about that shit. And I'm like, I'm just blessed. I'm in a weird situation.
And I think you all are in a unique situation where, like, Bruiser Brigade as a brand.
Cult follower.
Yeah, y'all got a cult, like, Bruiser.
Y'all see what we did at the Russell for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Bruiser Thanksgiving.
We sold the Russell out. It's like 5,000-6,000 people, dog, in Detroit. Like, come
Bruiser
on,
Thanksgiving
niggas
every
don't
year.
Got that many fans, bro.
Brown and Wolf on tour right now.
Killing
like,
them.
Tearing that shit down. Wolf killing just had a million streams
on
Brick Up.
I think he had 2 million now.
Yeah, 2.
So, I mean, y'all are in a different echelon where niggas are going to fuck with the music, mm-hmm, and they're going to come out to shows, mm-hmm, like y'all got venues.
That's
y'all
what
y'all
it is. I think that's what it is now, though. Like, you don't gotta be Drake, Meek Mill, or none of these top artists.
You got a strong fan base. They gonna come to shows and they want merch. They begging for it.
Right. You come on my stream. You see the motherfuckers in there. I got 20, 30 motherfuckers in there just watching me sit and do nothing. You know what I'm saying? And like, I be seeing motherfuckers' lives, so I know I go on their lives. They only got 6-5 people in there. I click out real fast, like, nigga.
I want you to say, what's up,
Jay? It's embarrassing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas got to understand, like, you got to understand your fan base and what's going to work for the type of music that you do. And if you understand that, now you in the stream, you can start making money, start expanding, growing your fans. Because it's just, you're not weak, just people don't know about you.
Yeah.
So you got to find ways to make motherfuckers know about you. Now, once you got motherfuckers knowing about you and shit, it's how you connect with them. Is you answering them DMs, following them back, having something for sale. You know what I'm saying? You look up, you done made some cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
And I ain't think it was, like I say, you know me, I just started back rapping, but like I wasn't rapping a whole life. I just kind of like, you know, came up with that shit when I dropped God, Goku, Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh. And then I started seeing that shit. I'm like, damn, all right. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you might as well keep doing this. You can make some more money. It's some more money. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, dog.
Yeah, streams of income, shit, dog.
You gotta have plenty of streams of income, nigga. I can rap and make beats and engineer. I do that shit for free. So.
You shooting videos in Disney World and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
First person ever. Never has there ever been another rapper to shoot a video at Disney World. Shout out to The Alchemist, produced by The Alchemist. Bruises in the Dough.
Yeah, a little bit of that video was shot here.
I know. That's all. You always
bring
that up. That's my claim to fame.
You always bring that up. That's your. that's you get production. You get you get credits for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like I say, it's just about.
It's two of us, Jay. Let's just remember that it's two of us.
Come on, Dan.
And I rap
right across you.
What's and I rap.
Yeah.
So just remember that it's two of us.
My bad.
He's not the only one with some skill set.
Forgive the Lord of the Streets.
I mean, I rap.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not you're forgiven.
By the way.
Y'all saw my last stream. I told people, I said, if the Lord of the Streets fuck with you, you free from all sin. You don't owe no more taxes. That shit went dope. I got about 10,000 views of that little clip.
And like, wait, how did this Lord of the Streams come together?
I don't know. I was high one day. I was like, I'm the Lord of the Streams. You know what I'm saying? And then I had a dream. I said that shit so many times. I started night niggas. I had a sword. I was really night niggas, like bass guy. Like I was night niggas. I was Lord of the Streets. Everybody was playing along. That shit was the funniest night of all time. Then I had a dream, and it was like on some old save Lord of the Rings, Gandalf, King Arthur type shit. And I'm like, oh, I'm about to make this a whole story.
What type of drugs were you using when you had this dream?
I don't want to say.
Okay, because I just like to sometimes I like to participate.
I love all drugs. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too many drugs I don't like. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? I'll be friend honest with the people.
I'm still weed and shrooms. I'm scared to really venture anything past that.
I like all drugs. I ain't really meant.
I'm not judging. I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm saying it'll take shrooms to take you where you want to go. You try DMT?
No.
Try some DMT.
Man.
Try some DMT. Really,
I want to get there.
It's like a little blast off for like a couple seconds. You just blast off. Like you just be in like a whole nother world. And it's I like it because it's quick. You know what I'm saying? It's like boom.
I want to do ayahuasca. But I
they say that's over. I ain't tried that. I want to try it though.
But like, you gotta go. You got like a shaman and all that.
I want to go to India and try that shit. Yeah. I want to try that shit from like the real shaman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want to be.
You can't just be at the crib and do some shit.
They
like
say
that.
Don't do that shit like that.
You can't.
You gotta have a spiritual leader, a spiritual guider like the Lord of the Streams to help you.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I can help you with the DMT. I'll take you where you're gonna go. Once you blast off, you know what I'm saying? You come back. My first blast off, I saw. Epcot Center, and it was the color of the Dirty Sprite 2 cover, and it was like Michael Jackson, but it was that shit. He was called Captain EO. Y'all seen that?
I remember Captain EO.
Yeah, it was like Captain EO, dog.
And that's what used to be in the Epcot Center back in the day.
I saw that when I took the DMT. That's what I saw, and then I came back, and then we had a pin. I tried to hit the pin again. Hard as hell, try to get back there.
Try to get back to Epcot.
I was trying to get right back there, and I couldn't get back there. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck it. But they say that's like that. They say the first time is like a surreal, out-of-body experience. I'm like, oh, okay, I see what this is.
The first time I fuck with shrooms, I felt like I was having like a different type of out-of-body experience. Mm-hmm. And I
like the microdose on the shrooms. Like when I don't like the trip. I don't like to see spots. I don't want to see the table melt. I don't want to see – you know, not that I don't like that. It's a time and a place for that. But if you microdose the shrooms, everything just funny. And you laughing and you giggling and you don't get mad.
So that's the second person. I got a friend of mine. She tell me to microdose. But like I also like that other feeling of like when I'm tripping.
Yeah, tripping.
But I was tripping and I was with this chick I wanted to get down with anyway. So we was just tripping together and we had trippy ass sex. I mean, that's That's how first, I like my shrooms.
The first bitch who got me on ecstasy's dog, that bitch, she was like, I don't want you to, came home from a bar. I pulled up. She's like, I don't want you to judge me. I need an ecstasy. I'm like, all right. I took her to get an ecstasy. She's like, try it with me. I'm like, all right. I tried the ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? Next thing I know, we getting freaky. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ooh, I like ecstasy.
Yeah.
And then I did it again. One time, my man's like, I got some X. And then I popped the ecstasy, and I was just in the basement with some niggas. And I'm like, man, I'm going home. I don't like this. I don't like ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? I loved it when I was with the bitch, and we were skin to skin. That shit was feeling good. But, like, just to be chilling in the basement.
With some niggas.
Yeah. Fuck X.
Nah.
Now,
you got to have a bitch on Molly or X. It's like, don't do that shit with your niggas. You could do shrooms with your homeboys and smoke weed with your homeboys, but don't take X and don't pop mollies with niggas, says the Lord of the Shrooms.
Yeah, that's not what I'm into. So last week, man, you was telling two things. I want to talk about the stream shit that you're doing.
Yeah, let me kick it about my Kick stream. Follow me on follow me on Kick. Lord_Just. It's finna be the Lord of the Streams. I'm going to change the name. But for right now, if y'all on Kick, man, follow Lord_Just.
I'm not hip to Kick.
Kick is like Twitch. It's okay. Like a streaming service. You know what I'm saying? Kick got a little more laxer rules, you know what I'm saying, about cussing and you know, doing a lot of other shit. Twitch is like really kid friendly. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you smoking cigarettes. They don't want you saying certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you can get banned from Twitch easy. You know what I'm saying? But Kick is like a new platform that's kind of giving a little bit more freedom. You still can't go too crazy, but you know what I mean?
You can smoke weed on there?
You can talk your shit. Yeah, I believe you can.
Have you smoked weed on there?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
So what games are you fucking with on Kick?
I'm not playing no games. I'm talking shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like IRL, but I'm in the studio. You know what I'm saying? That's like the funny part. Like, I'm finna have a phone line where motherfuckers call in and ask me questions and shit. Like, I'm like Miss Cleo type shit. Like, what you want to ask the Lord of the Streams? You want some advice? Whatever. Like, I'm gonna just be kicking it with people.
Be blessing niggas on here.
Right. You get the blessing. I bless you. I send you a lamb. Send you a tiger. Whatever you want.
So we can do a whole podcast on it.
Yeah, come on now. We got to do it, man. I wanted to talk to y'all about that anyway, dog, because, like, I feel like that's going to be the next level, man. We need to take it to the stream. Y'all could be with the Lord of the Streams, man. It's a network, man.
I'm
Kai Sinat and Aiden Ross and all them people, they finna come holler at us, dog.
I'm with it.
Dr. Disrespect, you see me, I'm in character, man. They, you know what I'm saying? People want to get into the character. They want to know what I'm about. They want the blessing. Sprinkle on their dumb ass. It's over.
The streams is where it's at.
I mean, I'm already 10-4 at tight.
Yeah, that's the next thing. It's the streams.
Yeah, we, like I say, we talk crazy. We get people on the shit, man. I want Andrew Tate hit me up, man. Get the Lord of the Streams in shape.
You got to record an album. You got to record at least a song on the stream.
Yeah, we gonna do all of that, dog. I'm going my next episode. I'm going to a snake aquarium.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm going to a snake aquarium. If y'all want to roll with me, y'all can. My homeboy Cobra Curtis, he got like 15 venomous.
Cobra Curtis.
Yeah. He got 15 venomous snakes and like large pythons, iguanas, spiders, like all this crazy shit. So I'm
Where's the shit at?
It's in Hazel Park. So I'm
So like when you say you going there, like they're gonna be behind the glass?
I'm gonna have some games. I'm gonna try to invite these girls over and I'm gonna get the girls to play with the snakes and the Lord of the Streams is gonna bless them, tell them they won't get bit.
Yo, you gotta sign that waiver.
I would like to see it. I don't necessarily need to be in the room with the snakes.
Well, you gonna see it. Like I say, 7 o'clock on Fridays, 8 o'clock on Fridays. That's gonna be the Lord of the Stream schedule. And then for my stream, and we're gonna add some additional days coming up. But then if you signed up for Kick, you can go look at the stream at a later date. You can watch the stream whenever you want.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You just gotta be signed up for Kick.
But no. You do. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, I'm about to ask something different, so you can continue.
But you do got a game.
Yeah, I got my own video game coming out, The Lord of the Streams.
Okay.
You know?
So tell us about the game.
It's just going to be 3 levels right now. And it's just a companion to my album. It's just the Lord of the Streams video game to go along with the album. You're going to be able to play along as the Bruiser Brigade members, Danny Brown, Fat Ray, Bruiser Wolf, me, and Skywalker.
Okay.
It's one more person, too, because 6 characters. And then you're going to be – hopefully, we're going to be on all streaming platforms. You're going to download it on the iPhone, this, that, and the third. I'm going to have a contest. First person to beat it, I'm going to call them. I'm going to send them, like, $150. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get somebody else to sponsor me some more money to make the prize bigger. But for right now, it's $150. The first person beat it, I'm going to call you on the phone, FaceTime you. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully we try to make some money through some in-app. The game is going to be free. You'll be able to play with, I believe, me and Fat Ray at first. And then if you want to purchase the other in-app characters like Danny Brown and Bruce Wolf, they're going to be like $2, $2 to $10.
Okay.
You know, so the game is going. The game was just a little companion to the album. And then my developer, who I'm working with, shout out to Emmy. She said that we can, you know, about Steam.
Yeah.
The Steam Deck. Mm-hmm. You know, Steam got an indie games page where you can post your game on there. And so you can ask for donations for the game. So I told her, I'm like, let's shoot for the stars. I'm like, I'm about to ask for $1 million to complete the development of the Lord of the Streams game. And then I'm going to offer it's like an early adopter program, like donate 5, 10, 20. It'll be like tier levels to what you would get with the Lord of the Streams. So once I get $1 million, I'm going to put the game into full development. And it should take about, from my estimation right now, to take about a year. You know what I'm saying? To get the game fully animated, colored, processed into the formats that we need them into. You know what I'm saying? So if after the game comes out sometime this summer, my indie donation page will go up on Steam. So donate to that. Donate $1, $5, $10, and then we could bring this game to life. And then I'm working on in the future, I want to work on getting the NIL for other rappers in Detroit, like Marv One, Guilty Simpson, shit, Babyface Ray, V, put them in the game too. Yeah, Jay Johnson, Dame, you know what I'm saying? Come get in the game, you know what I mean? And then you would get a royalty cut off when people buy your character, you know what I'm saying?
I'm with it.
Yeah,
so I'm with it.
That's a little down the road, but that's coming though.
We plan on being around for a while, so I'm with it. Yeah. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, you're 8 years in. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We here.
Yeah.
Ain't going nowhere.
Flat out.
Maybe a different studio. Yep. But we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Y'all want to be 3,000 years old like us, you feel me?
That's fucking crazy. So what made you think like I'm gonna drop a game with my album? What is the theme of the album, I guess then?
I mean, I've been a type of nigga. I'm a Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings. You know what I'm saying?
You really fuck with that shit?
Hell yeah.
House of Dragon?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Game of Thrones, I'm down. I never watched
Lord read of the Rings. Hobbit the book, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the fantasy world. Anything. Listen, man. My favorite TV shows all have a horse. If it don't got a horse in it, I don't want to watch it.
There's
only it's one show. I watch Ancient Aliens. I watch Ancient Aliens, and they don't really have horses. But sometimes when they explain, like, oh, the shit. But anything I watch, bro, it's got to be have a horse, bro. I don't want to watch nothing in modern times. I'm living in modern times. I know about that shit. I want to see shit with horses, bro.
Okay.
Fights on horses, swords, you know what I'm saying? Sticks, niggas being brutal, you know what I'm saying?
I used to fuck with Lord of the Rings real heavy because my ex-wife was into that shit. Like, I
never
nigga,
watched it.
We would be – every time a new movie dropped, like, nigga, that bitch dropped at midnight – we in the lobby.
This is the wild part. So I've never watched Lord of the Rings. I never watched any of Harry Potter's. But everybody who know me said you would love all this shit.
Yeah, you would love that.
You fuck with Harry Potter.
You would fuck with Harry Potter.
You would fuck with Lord of the Rings. Like,
Lord of the Rings is fire.
That shit is good.
I've seen clips of Lord of the Rings while I've been watching my other conspiracy shit because it was clearly telling a story. But I never watched the movie.
If you like, got into it, that
I'm
shit.
I'm saying you like Braveheart, right?
Yeah.
You like 300, right?
I loved it.
You like
300 is what got me into all other shit.
I'm telling you, it's if you like that shit, you would like all the shit.
I mean, I love Game of Thrones.
Right. You feel me? So. You know what I'm saying? Anything like Game of Thrones, man. I watched Bridgerton. That's some shit about a girl getting married. You know what I'm saying? I like the one with Mary Queen of Scots. I watched that. I forgot what the name of that show is. I watch all that shit, dog, because it's got horses.
That's a wild observation.
I didn't even think about it like that. House of Dragon does have a lot of horses, and them horses be getting fucked up. Them dragons come through and kill everything.
If it don't got a horse in it, in the television show or the movie, I'm straight.
Fair enough.
Jamie.
Hunger Games?
She had a horse when she was riding through the woods.
She did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about, I haven't watched these yet. I heard Dune is good.
Trash. Trash. Dune was trash. The first Dune was trash. They got a new one coming out. How did
the second one already
come
out?
How did they get money for a sequel when the first one was trash?
It's the third one coming.
Trash.
And the second one did like really, really good in the box office. Well, the first one did too.
Dune is trash. I tried.
I've been trying to watch Dune, and every time I put it on, I fall asleep on it. I can't.
Granted, I did too, but it was 2 o'clock in the morning when I put it on.
You ever seen that show called The 100?
Yeah.
I don't think I seen a horse in that. I'm trying to think of a show I like that don't got a horse.
No, there was 100% horses in
yeah,
in,
I feel like it was. One of them motherfuckers.
They used to be riding on. They used to come in. They had the face paint
and
everything.
And that's some shit in the future.
I fuck with the Hunt.
Yeah, come on. That's like one of the best shows. Yeah, the writing on that show.
And that shit was on fucking Channel 20. What was that shit called?
CW.
Yeah, CW.
Yo, that shit was good.
I watch a lot of Tubi these days.
There's a bunch of horse
I like
hair.
Lucifer.
It's a bunch of horse hair.
I watch Lucifer.
About horse hair.
You ever watch him?
No.
No, I ain't.
Don't get over the name. Be funny as hell. Okay. Little white boy. English talking white boy. And it like he do the right thing at the end. He just devilish. He
so
like
sort of like Lucifer.
I felt like I felt him. Like, yeah, like, yeah. But I related. Like, I want to do a whole bunch of bad shit and I pretend I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I got a heart and I give a fuck, you know? And I feel like I say what I'm gonna do. And then when faced in the situation, I just end up doing the right thing. Mm-hmm.
That's most of us, I think.
You know what I'm saying? Lucifer was relatable as hell.
We got to get you. We got to get you like a real walking stick.
This is a magic stick, boy.
I'm just saying.
No, we like, need to get you a fucking
like a staff.
With the little diamond or something.
I take some pictures with it, but this some real shit though. You don't know nothing about this.
That's a switch,
nigga. That's a West Side tree branch. It's a West Side.
It's magical.
Did it come from the West Side?
It's magical.
Because if it come from the West Side, it's magical.
Yeah, it's from the West Side.
If it came from the East, it's cursed.
Right.
This bitch is magic. Listen, if I wear this bitch right now.
No more taxes for the rest of my life?
Don't make me promise you. But I swear, when the cameras go off, I'll show you, man. I ain't about to put my powers on camera. But this motherfucking stick right here, I swear to God, boy.
JUS, where can they play the game at?
iPhone, Android, Safari, internet browser, Google, Chrome, Firefox, wherever.
And it's called Lord of the Streams.
Yeah.
And you said the album's going to be out next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's called Greed in the Kingdom.
Okay.
My album is it's really a double album, but I'm putting them out separately. You know what I'm saying?
Who doing the production?
Kevin Bailey, my young dog right there. That's Dogmatic Son. He did a lot of the production on there. Lord Gully.
Shout out to Nigga Gully. Yeah, we had
shout
lunch
out to Lord Gully, dog.
a couple months ago.
He an evil genius. My homeboy Amir X. He did some production on there. Raffy, obviously. Skywalker got one on there. Just my crew. Just Bruiser Brigade.
Will, and he played me some like unreleased shit that y'all had cooking up. Really good.
See? Come on, man. We got some
really
shit,
good.
Bro. We got some shit.
Me and that nigga had some good steak and smoked some incredible weed.
Come on, now.
What type of packs you fucking with these days?
Fuck with all. I'm fucking with.
Where do I get the Reggie's?
There's no such thing as Reggie's really no more.
JUS, I'm taking a weed growing class because I want to bring back Reggie's.
There's no such thing as Reggie's. Like, the best Reggie's you're going to get is just find you some weed and grow it outside. And that's going
to
be Reggie's.
That's what I'm going to do.
Sorry, maintaining.
Take some fish to get you some fish guts and put the fish guts in the
soil?
Yeah, in the soil. Don't use Miracle-Gro. It'll kill the THC in the weed.
So just some regular potting soil?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. No, put it in the pot of soil at first, but then take the pot, slit the sides, and put the pot in the ground after it gets so big. Let it get big enough to where it ain't going to blow over. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm growing weed I'm doing it this spring.
I suggest everybody grow their own weed. They put shit on the weed. They spraying it with turps. They doing all type of shit. They infuse.
I need to find some regular weed from 1998. Before they started splicing that shit.
Well, that no longer exists. But
it's a pound of weed.
Reggie's are going to be the best thing smoking.
Nigga, it's a Ziploc pack bound of weed. Maybe in somebody's wall.
The weed we had in like 98, that was some shit coming from Arizona. That was some outdoor weed from Arizona. It was good, but it was still outdoor. That was Reggie's. Like, it looked green like Christmas trees, but it had seeds in it.
Yep, that's what I need.
I was still smoking Reggie's in my late 20s.
I need that.
I'm smoking some shit now. Like, trust me, dog. Like, I'm smoking some shit. Like, I'm smoking better than your favorite rapper.
I don't want the GMO weed though.
It ain't no genetic. It's not genetically modified. It's only breeding. Breeding is not genetically modified. Like the way you
modify the genetics when you start crossing.
I can make a watermelon seedless without it being GMO.
No, but it's modified.
When you breed, it's a deeper conversation. You're not understanding. I'll just school you.
Last time I was at the Bruiser house, I had some weed that definitely like. had some lasting effects. It was really good weed.
We smoking strong yeah. weed, dog.
So let me ask you a question.
The strongest of the strong in America. We smoking the strongest weed in America.
I'm not a smoker, right? But if the weed is so much better, it's so much stronger, why niggas got to smoke it so much? Because I used to see
it tastes good. Nah, it tastes like candy.
Well, what I'm saying is,
I got weed taste so good, you just want to smoke it.
Younger days, I'm not saying I've never smoked, but niggas will smoke and be high for a long fucking time. That shit seemed like it wore off too quick now.
I mean, it's just when you're younger, your tolerance is a little lower, you know what I'm saying? And you less experienced with smoking a lot. Once, like, it's like amounts, it's like threshold. Like, you're going to smoke this a threshold of weed once you're used to that, another threshold of weed you're used to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cross thresholds with it, and there's no going back.
And then once Kush became so affordable, that's all. It changed the marketplace.
They got so, shit that you would consider weed, exotic weed at House of Dank. You go to House of Dank, get that shit $200 for $100, and then that shit is probably better than what you probably get from one of your homeboys or something.
It be hit or miss.
You know,
street weed be hit or miss, but sometimes the dispensary, like, nigga, I got some shit from the dispensary about a month ago that had me on my ass.
All my weed is covered in concentrates. I only smoke, like, Moon Rocks.
I've never had Moon Rock, and I'm trying to smoke it.
Snow Caps.
You got to put me on, man.
I got you.
Okay.
I work for North Coast, man. Come on now.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Man, shout out to Travis. You know what I'm saying? Travis Murphy. I work with him in his concentrate department. I be making hash. That's what I do all day for a living.
Yeah, I wanna try some Moon Rock.
I be making millions and millions of grams of hash.
Moon Rock. Just
whatever,
just
man. Put me in. I got some shit. I swear. Oh, God. I put you to sleep because you couldn't smoke a whole blunt with me, bro.
I want
to. Once
try.
I put all the goodies on it. You gonna quit? I swear to God,
I'm gonna have to see what goodies you gonna put on it. Cause
THCA, rosin, resin,
Keith,
yeah, Keith, don't fucking man. Once I put the goodies on it, dog, you gonna quit? It's gonna be one blunt, like smoking 10, 15 blunts at one time.
I like to try it.
Yeah, I got you.
Jay, you want to?
No, I'm a pass.
You want in on this?
It's a hard pass for me. All
right.
It's a hard pass for me.
Loser.
There's a company that can sell. So I used to get some CBD weed mailed through the buy it online and send
you
to the crib.
You can send THCA through the mail now.
Yeah, I just saw that. There's a government-approved THC that you can send through the mail now.
THCA.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
It's a cannabinoid removed from it. And it technically is something different. That's no laws for THCA. So you can mail that shit through the mail.
It'll still get you high.
Hell yeah. You fucked up. I mix it with weed. I pour it on top of
it. But what is it though?
It's THC. It's okay. I take weed.
Let me tell you about this. I'm a conspiracy nigga. I think now that niggas made weed legal, mm-hmm. and now they about to do something to it.
We concentrating it, dog. That's what I do for a living.
I'm talking about the they, not you.
I'm saying I'm with the they. I make concentrates. So it's like I could take a bunch of weed and crush it down into like a paste. And that's like all the THC from all them pounds of weed. And then I could put it on top of more weed, you know what I'm saying? And smoke it. Let's think of what concentrate is, you know what I'm saying? Think of concentrate.
I think of when you make shit from concentrate. I think it's
like something you have to add water to split it back out. Sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we not doing that. We taking the concentrate, putting it back with more weed, and it just makes it more potent. Niggas' tolerance is like way, way through the roof. So, you know what I'm saying? We need concentrates to.
Yeah, I want to be fucked up off of that shit. I've been looking for Moon Rock.
Yeah, I got
it. I'm there. I'm ready.
I got some shit like Skittles. One red, one yellow, one green. Mix it all together. Your blunt like Fruity Pebbles. Purple weed, green stars, yellow clovers.
I had an evening off of some orange kush one time that was terrible. The evening was terrible, but the weed was amazing.
If your weed smell like oranges, just don't pass it to me. I'm straight. I don't like no orange citrus smelling weed. I'm straight.
Okay. I mean, y'all smoke rapper weed. On the best shit.
Some good runts, some good gelato.
I love some good runts.
Some good runts is the best weed out here that you get. It got some other shit called truffles. Some good truffles, some good runts, some good gelato.
I'm not an expert in this shit at all, but it feel like niggas are processing weed like they process the food. And we know that the processed food.
Yes, bro. Yes, yes, bro. Yes, bro. You're absolutely right.
But processed food.
They mixing natural terps or unnatural terps, cigarette, e-vape on it. They microwaving it to get the most. I mean, they do. Man, the game is crazy. The game is crazy.
Don't worry, Jay. When I grow my organic Reggies, I'm just going to put them bitches in the ground.
That shit ain't Reggie.
Michigan got that shit. It's like the FDA. Like, you could pass the test, but that still don't mean it don't got nothing that's not harmful in it for you. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean by that?
Like, when you in the legal game, you know what I'm saying? The state of Michigan got test requirements that you got to test the weed. It's got to be on file. That it didn't have no mold on it. That it didn't have any this on it. It didn't have too much value or like arsenic or something that can kill you on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I could use like cigarette e-vape, you know what I'm saying? Or like some type of unnatural terp that they not tested for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not good for you, like weed out the earth. You know what I'm saying? And then the shit that they using a lot of nitrates and different shit when they grow the weed. You know what I'm saying? It's not unnatural, but it ain't the same. It ain't your granddaddy's weed. You know what I'm saying? That's all I could say. It ain't your granddaddy's weed.
Yeah, and that's what I was fearing, especially like when like mm-hmm. these giant corporations are getting involved. Like, I'm trying to make as much money as possible in a short amount of time.
The cigarette companies is just waiting for it to go federal. They be putting millions and they putting billions of dollars between all the cigarette companies to try to make the weed legal so they could sell it like cigarettes.
They invested a whole bunch of shit in Canada and like the
concentrates last for a long time too. Like, weed got a shelf life. You know what I'm saying? So like, if I take the weed and then I leave it in a bag, after so long, it's going to go bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll never know.
You would never know, right?
How quick my weed go bad. I'll never know.
Yeah, but when you make concentrates, like that liquid you see in the pens and shit, I could freeze that shit. And once I freeze it, it'll last basically forever, a couple years. You know what I'm saying? So the concentrate game is finna take over. You know what I'm saying? Cause I could take a Newport. They're gonna have Newport weeds. Like, it's gonna be like the tobacco. They're gonna run it through the THC concentrate liquid and dry it back out, and then make the cigarettes with that. So when you smoke the weeds, like smoking a Newport and weed at the same time.
That shit crazy.
That shit is coming. That's a game changer. That shit is only a couple years off, dog.
And then 20 years from now, it's gonna be the whole. Yeah, I'm suing you. These niggas knew they was putting rat poison in the... Like, once the corporations like that shit and get involved, I'm straight.
Hey, man, as long as I got some dirt, some sunlight, and a little bit of water, I'll always grow quality weed. I'm telling you, man,
You don't even know what the fuck you talking about. I'm telling you, I'm going to grow... You ain't never grew shit in your life.
Because I'm taking the class. I already paid for the class.
What are you doing, man?
I told this nigga last week he about to go pay some white man to teach us some shit that you can learn.
That's a good business now, though. I'm thinking about going to that shit, too. Look, like a cultivation to teaching people how to maybe make hash or teach people how to grow weed.
It's going to teach me the right way to grow it. And then I add my nigga tricks to it once I learn the...
You can get it off YouTube,
I learn the basics.
So the white man got the right way.
You can go on YouTube and find somebody that...
Whoa. I just want to make sure I understand that. So the white man is the right way. I'll add my nigga tricks.
Those are your words.
Did you not just mine. Say that?
I didn't say nothing about no white man. I said I just want to learn it like the natural, the way to properly grow it. And then, yes, like... Nigga, that's like shooting a basketball. Your coach gonna show you the way to shoot.
It's only two.
But when you outside playing with your niggas, you can grow. You gonna learn how to hoop.
You can grow organic weed, meaning that you don't use like salts, like the nutrients. Like when you go to the grocery store and it's just the nutrients.
White
folks
have decided what the word organic mean, and it don't mean organic no more.
Right.
You feel me?
That's true.
I done took two cells and mixed them bitches, and if quote unquote regular weed has a THC value of 7.5. And now I'm smoking weed with 32.5 whatever TSC. That shit ain't organic. I get it. You made it out of the earth. But like, this wasn't what it was like originally. But nigga, taking the definition of a word, not on the definition, and like legally, if I do this, I can technically call this organic. Like the food that niggas be eating at the grocery store to say, yo, this organic chicken. Nigga, you still pumping that shit with all type of...
antibiotics and shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, some of the words have changed the meaning of words.
I get it.
That's why I was like, yo, I need to find me some weed from 1998. Put that shit in the ground.
That shit don't exist, man. I hate to bust your bubble, man. It's over, dog.
Yeah.
That shit over.
I can't wait. You got a single for the album? You got some music?
We can play the music.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I mean, no, we gonna play it and then it's gonna get took down.
I own my music though.
Yeah, but they don't know that we know you. Like it's on Spotify.
Oh, right. No, this is unreleased music.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, hell yeah.
I play y'all unreleased song on the way out to the door.
This be my music pick of the week. What's the name of the joint?
I don't know what I'm
gonna
play. Let me see.
You know, just send it to my phone. You feel me? And so while you doing that, I'm gonna do my Who's Man's Is This.
All right.
My Who's Man's This goes to our weak ass governor in the weak ass state of Michigan. It's a wrap. Today they started officially saying that we will give you $500, Michigan resident, if you will house a migrant inside of your home.
$500 a
month.
Oh no, you can't. Hector can't stay here for that.
$500 a month, you can have your own migrant living inside of your home because Samaj niggas will not build the fucking wall. That nigga was right, man. I get it. We didn't like him at the time. The nigga was right. Build a fucking wall. And you know what else is going? You know who else was right? Candace Owens. When she was on that stage with T.I. and Killer Mike and them, he said, when the fucking migrants get here, you know what's going to hurt? It's going to hurt black people. Them niggas in New York giving niggas $1,000 on a fucking prepaid debit card a month to go get some movie from. Yo, fuck out of here. This is a bad idea. I didn't vote for this shit. I didn't tell. Get them niggas back where they belong, my nigga.
I'm fine with that.
$500. Nigga, where's the $500 for me getting somebody who was unhoused back in my crib? You know what I'm saying? What if my when your cousin is homeless?
All right, you can't take him in.
You can't take him in and get $500 a month from the fucking state of Michigan? Like, little cousin Sunshine lost their father. They going up for adoption. I can't afford to take him.
Hold on, right. I got some other questions. Like, is there some place I go to adopt a migrant?
And like, how do you prove it's a migrant? Because give me the money. Like, what are you? Yeah, I got one here. What you going? Mm-hmm. They got a number? They don't got no social security number.
Hey, your Mexican homeboy just come over there and play dumb.
If I take more than one, do I get two checks?
This shit is a fucking joke. Government.
The joke is getting Guzman out the fucking house when you ready for that nigga to leave.
Guzman.
Because he got squatter's rights now.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. J.U.S., what's this song that you said?
This is off my new album, Greed in the Kingdom. You know what I'm saying? It's called Nice Like This.
It's nice like this. I had thoughts to just hand it all. It's nice like this. I couldn't sleep off the Adderall a night like this. I could have hit the club and had a ball a night like this. Nobody answer when I text and call. I got a text, say I'm at the mall. Who you think you is? I got the riz. You ain't Cuban doll, ain't never fixed a sandwich. You know my feelings uninvolved. Repairs on the castle. You know I work the family farm. My father got many mansions. Your bubble, my coat of arms. I'm a knight like this. I ride a black stallion to kill them all. I write like this. Cause I'm wrong to not feed my dogs. My vice gon' itch, but I'm strong. Balls to the wall. A knight like this. I had a dream I would pass away. A slow death, a warrior sword. My people led astray. If my bitch gon' trip about something petty, we parting ways. I'm studying the gospel. We living in the final days. I'm something like a shepherd, and all my sheep's led to graze. I'm traveling the sun, but all my sons wanna search for shade. I'm struggling with drugs. I need a hug. I hope for brighter days. I'm struggling with love. I miss my bloods buried in the grave. Nice like this. I had thoughts to just hand it all. It's nice like this. I couldn't sleep off the Adderall a night.
I'm fucking
Lord
with that.
Lord of the streams.
As soon as this shit go online and go for sale, they're like, they gonna pull this shit. But that's lit, man. I fuck with this. Did you say all your shepherds love the graze?
Yeah, I said I'm something like a shepherd, and all my sheeps is out to graze.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the graze.
No. Yeah, but I can see how you say that.
Alien shit. You
know what I mean?
I was like, yo, this nigga dropping this shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to drop some shit, man. Yeah. I got some shit to say. You feel me? The Lord of the Streams, a wise guy. You know what I'm saying? I got some bars.
So you gonna jump on? You gonna jump on the tour? You gonna jump on a leg on the tour?
Probably not. Probably not this round. You know what I'm saying? We gonna try to get some shit. We gonna try to get some shit going in the fall, though. You know what I'm saying? Where me and the homies gonna go? Me, Fat Ray, Bruce Wolf. We gonna get some shit going in the fall.
Okay.
I went to the show the other night in Lansing. You know what I'm saying? I got there a little late. I was going to just ask Brown, like, Brown, let me do one song at the beginning, baby. You know what I'm saying? Do Bruise in the Dough or something. But I got there a little late. That was my fault. And I had took off work a couple of days, so I ain't had no more vacation really. Yeah, so I wanted to drive to Chicago. They had the show in Chicago the other day. That shit looked lit as hell.
Yeah.
Man, if it wasn't for work, man, my life would be lit.
Come on now. But that's what I'm trying to do, man. I'm telling y'all, the Lord of Streams finna take care of everybody, man. That's my job. You feel me? I'm finna spread the stream, get this little easy cheese, and then everybody could ball, man. All the smart people, we gonna ball.
I'm with it. It's time for the Benny. So JUS, as you know, at the end of the show, we always give our guests the first opportunity to get their socials where people can find them, support them. So please,
y'all know what it is. Follow me on Instagram at @J_U_S, on Twitter at @I_AM_JUS. You can find me on Kick, @Lord_JUS. I'm on TikTok. I'm on all of that shit. So just type in JUS, you will find it.
That's what's up. It's your man Dame, 3_313 on TikTok and on Instagram. WildDame313 on X. At me, talk to me, I talk back. New episode of Dame After Dark coming soon with the homie Rambo. Strippers is going to get frothy up in this bitch. So just stay tapped in to Shop Talk Podcast.
Shout out to y'all, man. Phoning 14 weeks in a row on you hoes. And we out here still doing it. Shout out to JUS. Shout out to the whole Bruce Brigade. Shout out to the Lord of the fucking streams. Can you tap that thing one time? Like, thank you. You know what I'm
we
saying?
Blessed.
Lord
we blessed.
Lord and blessed the studio.
Yo, no more taxes. You free of all sins.
Amen.
That's all I needed to hear. When you see the blue and the black, you know where you at. Shop Talk Podcast Studio. Book some time. I'm not saying we the Rockefeller podcast, but we are Jay and Dame.
Hell yeah.
Peace.